Oh, One Direction.
I like it.
Don't ask me how I know that. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4?
5. 4.
Let's see who's right. Who do you think's right, everybody? Comment. Just kidding. This is a podcast. You can't do that. Episode 4. Ooh. You got it wrong.
What the?
Wait.
I said 4. You said 5.
That might be true. Well, welcome to episode 4 of Coffee with the Side of Artie. I am your host, Savannah, and next to me is Artie. Oh, sorry. I'm Artie. This is Savannah. Savannah, if you would.
Hello.
A little bit louder.
Hello.
Okay, you giggled at that point. You need to be a little bit louder. Vocalize it, please.
Hello.
Hello. God, I sound like a Disney villain. Hello, this is Savannah. See, now you sound more presentable. Granted, that was my voice. Sorry about that. There's an airplane somewhere. We're outside. Airplanes are jerks. Anyways, so episode 4. Episode 4, Coffee with the Side of Artie. And it's Sunday, so you know what that means, Starbucks Sundays. We have another questionnaire by the fabulous Savannah. So let's hop to it. Are we gonna do it like the same, like last time, where you asked the question and we both answered?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have you pick a number 1 through 13.
Okay, 1 through 13. 7.
7?
Yes.
Okay. What's something you've been meaning to try but just haven't gotten around to it yet?
Something I've been meaning to try. Yikes. Food, drinks. I don't know. I feel like I've tried a lot of things. No, okay. So this is probably going to be a little icky. I'm not going to lie. But I have been meaning to try, or I've been not meaning to, but I've wanted to try at least once escargot. Exactly. It's for those of you who don't understand the French culture, it is snails. I'm not sure how it's cooked, but I would at least want to try it once. Okay, so that's obviously disgusting to Savannah. Well, I couldn't think of anything else. I've tried Italian food. I've tried most of, you know, Asian cultured food. I can't do sushi.
Sushi's so good.
Oh, God, no.
I didn't like it for the longest time.
I don't even know if I'll ever like it. I don't like seaweed.
Oh.
Canadian bacon? No, I've had that. I don't know. I...
It's okay. I don't know either.
Okay. Say, what was the question again?
What's something you've been meaning to try but just haven't gotten around to it yet?
For those of you who don't know, there is a YouTube show called Hot Ones. It's the question with hot show, it's the show with hot, wow, I messed that up. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. This guy, his name is Sean Evans, he created this question, this interview style, and I think it's a brilliant way to do it. But he interviews celebrities while they eat hot wings. It's about 10 questions, and each time a question comes up, they eat a wing, but each wing has a different hot sauce on it, and as they continue, the hot sauces get hotter and hotter. So, I have been meaning to try some of the hot sauces that this company has made. They have one that's called Los Calientes Barbacoa. I don't know why, but that sounds amazing. And when the celebrities are eating the hot sauces, you know, the first ones are kind of typical. I remember back when they were doing season 1, it was like Tabasco sauce and Sriracha, which I'm pretty sure everybody's probably tried. But now they're coming out with more like hotter sauces, like using ghost peppers and stuff like that, like the crazy stuff. Actually, I have some in the fridge that I've already tried. They were terrible. There's one called, is it the Atomic Bomb? I think it's the Atomic Bomb. Oh, it's called Da Bomb. And it has that sauce. So I when I did it, it was like a dip. Like I dipped my finger in it and put it on my tongue. My tongue was on fire. First off, this sauce has no flavor whatsoever. It's just pure heat. It is disturbing. And when you see the interviews, you know, this is the sauce that all the celebrities are like, oh, God, that's horrifying and blah, blah, whatever. But I've always wanted to try their sauces. I'm a big fan of hot wings. As you know, I made an episode called Wings, 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 because that is my favorite food of all time. I will eat hot wings for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm not even lying. I want to do that one day. Yes. But yeah, I'd want to try the hot sauces from that show. But the ones that they have made, not so much like the crazy, even though they've made the one that's called The Last Dab, which is the last hot sauce, and the heat is, like, I don't even think they know yet how high the heat range is for that sauce, but I would like to try those kind of sauces. What about you? Anything?
No.
Well, that's fine. Okay, but have you had a lot of Filipino food?
No. Like, what? I've told you that I've had adobo.
Mm-hmm. And it was chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
But then I had
the pork adobo that mom made.
I don't remember what she made the first time I came over.
The noodles?
Yes.
Pancit?
And lumpias. That's all I've had.
Okay. Then I think I'm going to have you try sisig whenever it comes out. I'm going to have you try... Well, I don't know about longanisa, because that one I feel might upset your stomach.
Okay.
But I think you would like those. Longanisa is a sausage. It has like a tangy taste to it. We eat it for Christmas as breakfast. We eat that with rice and eggs. It's really good. The only thing that is horrible about this is that your burps smell like just insane. It's not so much nasty. It's just like they're just so strong because of the sausage. Sisig... I don't even know how to explain it, because the way we use it, it's kind of like something you put on top, like, of the rice, like soy sauce, vinegar, stuff like that. And it's a mix of, is it lechon? Chicharron. Is that the, like, dried up? No, not chicharron. I think it's lechon. It's like dried up, pork. I know you could buy it chicharron at, like,
is.
Okay, that. Okay, then, so I was right. Okay, whatever.
I think.
That's so it's right. That. You put it in a bowl, chopped onions, cilantro, a bunch of vinegar, a bunch of soy sauce, and you kind of just, like, let it sit there. And then the meat soaks it up, and then you put on top of the rice, and, like, that is probably one of my favorite things. I mean, it is sour, so, you know, it might upset your stomach, but I think you'd like that one, too, because it just tastes really good. And then, again, like I said, it's just with rice. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. Excuse me, burpee. So there's that. All right, so that was number 7. Mm-hmm. Next question. I don't remember adding the song to this playlist. Yeah. This is Bridget Medler, the Hurricane song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the number 13.
13?
Yeah.
Going for the last one. Okay. I'm trying to read.
Oh, sorry. I was pushing the phone under her face.
What hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue?
I'd get back into theater. Hardcore. Like, I'd go back into acting real quick. That or professional jump roping. Just wanted to see your reaction. A hobby. I'd want to learn how to DJ. I think that'd be really cool to learn. My uncle, Chewy, who lives in Houston, he's a really good DJ. And it's to the point where, like, whenever I go to events, I kind of rate the DJ that they have based upon how they circulate music, versus my uncle. Mm-hmm. There are some DJs who just can't quite get it, but then there's some that are like, all right, that was good, and the mixes are good. But it'd be DJing, I think, would be a big one, especially because I'm very big on music. But yeah, what about you?
I try to... paint more.
Paint? Okay.
Paint. I draw a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I'd like to get into painting more.
Painting? Okay. Let's see, next question. Let's go for number Juan.
What's your dream car?
Ooh, my dream car. Yikes. I don't know.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
So, when I was younger, I always wanted a Beetle.
Okay.
Like, the Volkswagen Beetles. And then my tia had one when I was, like, I want to say 12, maybe, and I got in it, and I was tall already.
Wait, this is the bug, right? Okay.
I did not fit in it. So.
Okay.
That changed, and I don't know what like drew me to Jeeps, but a Jeep Wrangler. I just think they're very pretty cars.
Okay. All right. So, feeding off of yours, I would want one of the Volkswagen buses.
Okay.
I'd want it in either mint green or like the yellow color. I'd want that. I'd like to keep the tradition at my house and have a GMC Sierra. For those of you who have seen the movie Transformers, my dad has a 2004 GMC Sierra that's blue. It's lifted, it has a good sound system, but it looked almost exactly like Ironhide from Transformers. It was just missing, I think, like some lights and some other stuff, but it was like to the point where like I would call this truck, I'm like, oh, that's Ironhide. But I would like a GMC Sierra, get it lifted, put a good sound system in it. And then I've always kind of liked my friend Rolando's Audi, Rolando, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. His Honda, he has a Honda, Civic, and I like the color of it. I'm trying to think of another one. I think another car, like a fantasy car that I've always wanted, is James Dean's car. I forgot what... It's a Porsche. I know that. That's about all I know right now.
Going off of that, Supernatural, the 67 Impala.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. I just had to say something.
For sure. the Scooby-Doo van. Yeah, I'd want that. Dang, I'm trying to think of what else. Let me see. I'm thinking, because right now I want something kind of van-ish. I had a friend who was going to sell me his Isuzu, and I've been looking for those for some reason. But like maybe right now like a Tahoe. I'm not sure. I don't know. There's a lot, but I think... Yeah, I don't know. My biggest dream car would have to be a truck. That was what I liked about the truck is when you're driving the truck, especially the one that my dad has, you know, like I said, it's lifted, so you have a higher range to see. And sometimes for others, it could be a little tough to see, you know, when you're parking the car or the truck and stuff like that. But once you get the hang of it, you could pretty much drive anything, at least in my opinion. You could pretty much drive anything. You can park anything. Because you're so used to seeing the dimensions and the distance between other cars and stuff like that. So I think I'd like to stick with the truck. My grandfather used to have one of those old vans. I don't even know what they were called, but it was the ones that had like a bed in the back. Like you could move the seats down and it turned into a bed. I don't know what it's called, but it's like one of the boxy kind of vans. No?
No,
can't even picture it?
No.
Okay. Well, sorry. Then I am sad. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, something that I can take to my ranch, but also drive just anywhere. I think that'd be it. That was number one, right? So what am I at? I have 1, 7, 13?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for number 10.
Number 10. What songs have you completely memorized?
Car Radio by 21 Pilots. Most likely Black Butterflies and Deja Vu by The Main. Completely memorized. For some reason, I think it's the Danny Phantom theme song. Yo, Danny Phantom, he was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine. It was designed to build a world unseen. He's gonna catch him up, cause he's Danny Phantom. When it didn't quite work, his folks, they just quit. Then Danny took a look inside of it. There was a great big flash, everything just changed. His molecules got all rearranged. Phantom, Phantom. When he first woke up, he realized he had snow white hair and glowing green eyes. He could walk through walls, disappear, and fly. He was much more unique than the other guys. Then Danny knew what he had to do. He had to stop all the ghosts that were coming through. He's here to fight for me and you. He's gonna catch a ball because he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch a ball because he's Danny Phantom. Phantom, Phantom. Yeah, for some reason I have that memorized. And I'm not ashamed of it. What about you?
Going off of your theme song, it's the Phineas and Ferb theme song for me.
Well, that is a good one. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
And then I have Speak Now by Taylor Swift memorized.
Okay.
All Too Well by Taylor Swift memorized.
I wonder why.
Not the 10-minute version yet. and almost anything by One Direction.
Okay.
I have memorized, so. Yeah.
All right. What was that? 10?
Yes.
Let's go for 4.
4. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
Great. TV show.
Or movie.
I don't know. Man, I really don't know. I've seen so many. Honestly, for TV shows, it's anything that relates to being like a police officer, anything that relates to being in the medical field. Even though I know now I have to watch Grey's Anatomy because of somebody.
Did you say you refuse to watch anything that has to do with being a police officer?
Yeah.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine's an exception?
That's a comedy, and it had Andy Samberg.
Okay. But it's still...
But I'm talking about dramas, like the Law and Orders. I don't watch those. Okay, so let me rephrase that. I refuse to watch anything that has to do with police officers that's a crime drama. There's NCIS, there's the Law and Orders, there was CSI. I don't mess with that stuff. Oh, I'm sorry if you're listening. Another plane, sorry. With the medical field, there's also that 911. I know you like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. It's This Is Us. Really, I don't watch that.
I haven't seen it. I've been wanting to watch it.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm not going to lie, any of the new Disney stuff, sometimes it's overacted, and I'm like, all right, that's enough out of you.
Okay.
Some of the new Cartoon Network stuff, it's just like, why did you make this? I don't understand. That's weird. Why did they make that? I kind of refuse to watch Riverdale anymore. Yeah, I think I stopped after season 3.
I think I stopped after season 4. It was good, and then it just, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so I think those would be mine. As far as movies go, I try to give everything a chance with movies. Rotten Tomatoes sometimes makes things uglier than they should be. There are some movies that have horrible, horrible reviews that I think are fantastic, White Chicks being one of them. That is a horrible review, but I think it was a good comedy movie, and that's a good movie that anybody can quote. Right?
Yeah.
And apparently they're thinking about making a second one.
What?
It's, like, talked about, but it's not, like, set in stone. A movie that I refuse to watch. Okay. One movie that I refuse to watch. 13 Ghosts. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I don't remember how old I was. I just know I was really young. But it has a good storyline, I will say that. So this family inherits their uncle's house, but little do they know that the uncle has trapped 13 spirits in this house. And throughout the night, they're running from these spirits, but each spirit has like a really cool story, actually. Netflix, I mean, granted, I feel like if Netflix were to make this show, then I might watch it. Let me see if I can find it. Because each ghost, like I said, each ghost had like a really cool backstory. Let me see. Okay. I'm looking for it. Okay. So the first one is called The Firstborn Son. It's the ghost of a little bratty boy who loved to pretend to be a cowboy. One day, another kid challenged him to a duel, but Billy's cap gun was no match for the boy's real steel-tipped arrow that Billy's ghost still carries. So he was killed by an arrow. And now he just, he doesn't really attack anybody. He just says he wants to play. There's a ghost called the Torso. It was a gambler in the early 1900s who caught attention of the mafia. After he lost a bet and didn't have the money to pay up, the mafia cut him into pieces and wrapped him in cellophane, dumping the remains in the ocean. There's the Bound Woman. It was about a girl who was the richest girl in town, also very popular. Her one flaw was that she would toy with boys and men. During her senior year of prom, she was killed by an ex after he caught her cheating with another guy. And she's as the ghost, she's still in her prom attire, but she's bound by ropes holding her arms. There's the withered lover, who is actually the mother and the wife of the family who gets the house. Why their uncle trapped her in there, I'm not 100% sure. If I'm not mistaken, that's the mom. Yikes. Yeah, okay. So yeah, that's the mom. She was in a fire injury. There's the Torn Prince. It was about a gifted baseball player back in high school. And he died in a car accident because the other guys cut his brakes. There's the Angry Princess, who was a beautiful but abused lady who had plastic surgeries to alter her flaws. And after a botched experiment that mutilated her eye, she brutally killed herself in the bathtub. There's the Pilgrimess. It's about a woman. The tight-knit community ostracized her, being accused of witchcraft. She was trapped in a burning barn but managed to escape. That sealed her fate, and then she died of starvation. There's the Great Child, who had a mental disability, who never outgrew diapers, even though he was a full-grown adult, and he would be made fun of a lot. His mom had passed away. He'd end up joining, like, a freak show circus, and he was mutilated. There's his mother, too, is also one of the ghosts. I don't know. There's just a bunch of different ghosts, and, like, they each kind of just get scarier and scarier. It has a good cast, though. Matthew Lillard, the guy who played Shaggy, is in it. But it just, when that movie came out, I remember watching it as a kid. The ghost looks so scary, but it has a really cool storyline. And that one has bad reviews, but I refused to watch that because of how terrified I was as a child.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, so we're gonna watch it.
Next question. I'm just kidding. What about you? Do you have any shows or movies that you refuse to watch?
I'm pretty sure I said this on the last podcast. Game of Thrones. I won't watch it.
Then I'm not watching 13 Ghosts.
We'll see.
Okay.
Movies? I don't think I have any movies that I'll, like, refuse to watch.
Is I supposed to shake? Okay. What about the Last Airbender movie?
Oh, I refuse to watch that. You're right. That is...
I knew that one was going to come up. I don't even remember what number that was.
That was 4.
Okay, let's go with 12.
If all jobs had the same pay and hours, what job would you like to have?
If all jobs had the same pay...
So I'd be...
You can do it.
I'd be a teacher, because that's been my dream job for forever. Yeah.
I'd be a detective. No, I'm just kidding. Truthfully, I'd be... a janitor. I don't mind cleaning up.
Oh.
And cleaning up is simple, in my opinion. No offense to anybody, you know, who does that. I just feel like cleaning, there's something odd that I find when it comes to cleaning where it's just like, it's like soothing because it looks nice after it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'd be it. I don't even remember what, are you keeping track of like which ones we've answered?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to do
that. We'll go with 2. Did I do 2?
Did you do... No.
Okay, 2.
What are you interested in that most people haven't heard of?
Yikes. What am I interested that most people haven't heard of? I guess one would be the Maine.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people who know about that band, and I try to get... people to listen to them because I think that band is amazing. I'm trying to think. Something. What was it that I want to get people interested in?
No, that most people haven't heard of. What are you interested in that most people haven't heard of?
Yikes, I don't know.
See, mine was, I was kind of going like with yours. Hey Violet, like not a lot of people know about them.
Okay.
I didn't know about them until they opened for 5 Seconds of Summer. And they played this song, it has a bad word in it. There, the title, it's called
Before. She's gonna say, excuse her language, folks. Sorry. Can't believe she said that.
But I really liked the song, so I like looked them up. And then the next year they put an album out, but they haven't had an album since, and that was like 2017. So.
Yeah.
They've made like new songs and stuff, but they haven't had like an album.
I don't know. I mean, I try to get people into music and TV shows all the same. Yikes. Yeah, that's tough. I'd say the main is like my biggest one, though. That's about it.
Okay.
All right. Six?
What's the farthest you've ever been from home?
Florida?
That's my answer.
Florida and California.
What'd you go to Florida for?
My Make-A-Wish Foundation. They sent me to Disney World.
Okay. I went to Florida for an ROTC competition. I went to Daytona.
Hmm, that's pretty dope.
The beach was very pretty. The sand was like white. Yeah. And it's the only time I've been out of Texas too.
My sister went to New York. She's only 12. And then California. I mean, that's where I was born. And then I went back, I think, in 2018, 2019-ish. Mm-hmm. I had a blast. But yeah, I think Florida and California.
Ow.
Sorry. Let's see. I don't even remember the last question. 11.
What's the luckiest thing that has happened to you?
Well, okay, so.
Why'd you give me that
look? Because I don't know if this is luck, and I don't want to get in trouble for this. Like, surviving cancer would be one. But, again, I don't base that off of luck. The luckiest thing, I think, would be buying tickets to 21 Pilots, because I bought them twice. Or I went through the cycle twice. I went on Ticketmaster, and the seats weren't too bad, but I was like, maybe I can get something closer. So then I refreshed it, and I was like, let's buy tickets. And then they sent me up higher, and I was like, oh, no, I messed up. So then I refreshed it one more time, and it brought me a little bit closer again. I was like, you know what, whatever, just buy it. I bought them for my brother, my older sister. And it turned out that they ended up bringing a small stage next to us in the beginning, and Tyler Joseph ended up performing like right next to us. One of the luckiest things that's ever really happened to me. Winning the Jonas Brothers tickets too. That was pretty lucky. I think that's it. No, that's all that's on my mind right now. What about you?
Meeting you.
What in the world? Well, now I feel bad. I'm over here talking about music. Yeah. Going out that night.
No, wait, you said yeah, made it sound like you didn't agree with that.
Okay. Well, you know the story. I told you, like, before that night, I didn't know how our relationship was going to go. Because it just seemed like it was just friendship. I mean, I told you, I got off of work and I was in shorts. And I was like, all right, cool, like, whatever, just waiting on them. And then she posted on Instagram, she looked really nice. And I was like, okay, no, I need to step up my game. So I ended up putting on jeans and, like, a nice shirt.
Funny, because Deli told me not to post while we were taking the pictures. And then she posted hers, and she was like, post yours. And so I posted mine. And I was like, crap, I shouldn't have posted it. And she was like, why'd you post it? And I was like, because you told me to.
So, yeah, I'd say that. And then after that, just... everything kind of changed. I was in a weird slump before that because of my whole seizure issue. And now I'm just trying to do better and be better. So yeah, meeting you in person because we kind of met before that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what questions are available. What's the numbers that are available?
3, 5, 8, and 9.
Let's go with 3.
What is the most annoying question that people ask you?
Most annoying question. Most annoying question.
You want me to go?
Sure.
So I have a very baby face. That didn't really make sense. I don't know if that was grammatically correct, but a lot of people ask me how old I am, and then when I tell them, they're like, oh, I thought you were 18 or 19, and I'm like, no, 25. But thank you for the compliment. But I get annoyed with that. Like, how old are you?
I haven't gotten this question in a while, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody. Back in high school, I was in theater, and I got asked a lot if I was gay. And I found that very annoying because I was in a relationship in high school, and it's like, no, I'm not. But I did find that annoying. Like I said, I haven't been asked that in a while. I think another one is like when I tell people that I had, keyword had, cancer, they're like, oh man, do you still have it? And it's like, I said had, bro. Like, no, I don't have it anymore. But yeah, I think those two. You said 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 9.
Who's your go-to band or artist when you can't decide on something to listen to?
The main, Twin Pilots, and then this one, it's not really the band or the artist, it's like the whole genre of freestyle. So Little Susie, Debbie Deb, Stevie B, Johnny O, Cover Girls, Cynthia, stuff like that. Trying to think of another one. I feel like there's more. I said 21 Pilots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Logic is another one. I think that's it. What about you? 5 Seconds Summer?
Mm-hmm. One Direction and Taylor Swift also.
Those are good ones.
I know.
I just didn't want to say Taylor Swift. Because then somebody sitting next to me would have gotten very upset. But yeah, I listened to... Oh man, am I going to get this wrong? 1989?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I listen to that album a lot. It's one of my, or it's probably my favorite.
I mean, Speak Now is my favorite.
No, mine's better.
Okay.
What do I have left? 8, 5, and...
I think just 8 and 5.
All right, let's go for 8.
8, okay. What's the best way a person can spend their time?
Exploring, in my opinion. Because of the diversity of my family... You know, they've always told my siblings and I, like, just try something new. If you don't like it, all right, you don't like it, but hey, you tried it. And that's with anything, you know, I don't go out as often as I would like to. There's a lot of places I'd like to go visit. Europe, Asia, sometimes even here in the United States, South America. But sometimes just going out. I mean, there are things that I didn't know about. Like a couple years back, you know, like how cool, or not cool, how, what's the word I'm looking for? Not inspiring, how awing it is when you go to a record store and you're not really looking for anything and then you see a record and you're just like, whoa, I have to have this because it's dope. That's pretty cool. Looking for books, video games, movies, stuff like that, stuff that you haven't seen before. And I think that's why I like showing you movies and music, because, and or why I like showing that to anybody, if I'm being honest, because it just broadens your horizon. Another thing is theater. That's something that I try to tell people or get people interested in because of how impactful it was on my life. The people that I've met, the friendships that I've made, and the memories that I have from being on that stage at Jefferson, you know. And I wouldn't have done that if I didn't try to explore that area of what is the word? We had the core classes. Electives?
Yes.
Electives. I couldn't think of it. So, like, as an elective, you know, there's that. There's journalism. I did journalism, and I really liked that class. And I liked it so much that the teacher had asked me if I wanted to be on the newspaper, and I wanted to, but it would have been during the same class as my theater class, so I couldn't because I was in advanced theater, but it would have been awesome to try to edit and write and stuff like that, to report. Hello. Yeah, so my thing would be just, you know, go and explore, see what you can, do what you can, listen to what you can, stuff like that. What about you?
What was the question?
It's number 9, 8.
What's the best way a person can spend
their time? Wait, what was it?
What's the best way a person can spend their time?
Oh, okay, that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, she scared me, sir.
One thing I haven't done in a while, actually. But when I lived on my own, Joelle and I would go walk. We would walk to the park and then walk the trail and then go off trail at the park and just go sit.
You'd go off trail?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're such a rebel.
Yeah, and then we'd find like a little spot to sit and we just sit and hang out.
What was the question again?
What's the best way a person can spend their time?
Try to get off your phone every once in a while. You know, at Easter, I put my phone away the entire weekend, which is, I think, a big reason why I'd want you to go, because then you'd be upset because I wasn't texting you. But I put my phone away so I can go walking around whenever I needed to and go to the little pond and explore. Again, just exploring, you know. It's a great feeling when you find something new and then you're just like, oh my God, I love this. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. And that includes, you know, just taking a walk, exploring. We have one question left, right?
Yes.
What is it, 5?
Yes.
All right. Give me 5. I said it in Spanish.
What's your guilty pleasure TV show? Do you want me to say mine?
Sure.
Mine's High School Musical, the musical, the series. I don't know why I enjoy that show so much, but I do.
I don't know if I have a guilty pleasure. Like, Okay. I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure. It's just, it's something that not a lot of people know about. It was on Netflix, and my friend Ryan and I would watch it my freshman year of college. It was called VGHS. Video Game High School. So at first, it was kind of like a slapstick comedy. Do you know what that is? When they kind of go over the top to make it funny. But you could kind of tell, like, ah, that was a little much, bro. You know? Mm-hmm. It lasted for 3 seasons. And then by the 3rd season, they kind of had the funding to make it a little more, not appropriate, but like the acting level just became a little bit more serious. Like, they were taking it more seriously. But it's something that I don't talk about it as often. I have the 3rd season on iTunes. But yeah, it's like a show that, again, nobody really knows about that I watch on my own. I think another one would be Wilfred, if I'm being 100% honest. I feel like there's another one that I'm trying to think of. I can't think of any because I feel like I'm open about all of them. But yeah, VGHS. If you haven't seen it, I mean, granted, I don't know where you can watch it. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore, but I'd recommend it. It's very dumb, I'll be honest. But I like the idea of it. So basically what they did was they showed people who play video games both in and out of the video game. And I thought that was a cool perspective to look at it. So it shows like the guy putting on the headset, getting the controller and playing the video game. And then it showed him actually kind of living the video game. Like he was playing like a Call of Duty kind of video game, you know, and then they'd take him inside. So he's wearing like the military uniform. He's got the assault rifle, you know, and all that stuff. So it took him, like I said, it's like an in-depth look on what it feels like to be in a video game, like the intensity that people feel when they're playing a video game. And I've liked that. I don't know. The Proud Family? I don't know if that counts. No, I feel like I'm open about that. I'm really trying to think. Yikes. I think that's, I don't think I have one. Because I'm open about all of it. A movie, maybe? Guilty pleasure movie that nobody knows about. I don't even think I have one of those. Yeah. So, if anything, just VGHS. Yours was what?
High School Musical.
High School Musical. The musical. The series. Wow. I feel like I need to go through, like, what I have to see if I can answer this question. Can you not judge me right now? That'd be great. Okay. I don't know if the Animaniacs is like a something that like people don't know about. Atlanta? No, people know about that. Chalk Zone? No. Friends, French Prince, Fresh Prince, Ghost Adventures, maybe. I don't talk about that a lot. Okay, I guess another one that I don't really talk about is House of Cards because of Kevin Spacey. But I like the storyline. I thought that was cool. A guilty pleasure. There was a show called Limitless that only lasted like one season. But I did like that one. Oh, you know what? Okay, here's a guilty pleasure one. This one you can't really find anywhere unless you have, I think it's Discovery Plus. I think that's what the thing is called. But there used to be a show that my dad, would watch called It Takes a Thief. There was these two guys who used to be thieves, whatever. I don't know what made them like stop, but they had a show where they would go to people's houses and they would, the people would be kind of like, underappreciative or whatever. Like they had a lot of valuable stuff, but they didn't take it, like they didn't take security seriously. So then they'd go, one of them would be like, hey, like, can I check out your house? How's your security? You know, it's like, oh, your front door is open. And they're like, yeah, we just keep it open all the time. Like, who's gonna steal our stuff? I'm like, oh, okay. And then they're like, oh, you have this, blah, blah, blah. You have a safe. Okay, cool. Yeah, but I don't lock it or whatever. And then they'd ask the people, like, would you be okay if, like, we had somebody steal your stuff, you know, and they'd say yes, whatever. And then it'd show the other guy breaking into their house, and then just going through their stuff like a madman, like a thief would, you know, not really caring about personal boundaries and stuff like that. Like just, all right, here's a laptop. Let me grab it. What's on the bookshelf? Just throw these books on the floor. Oh, there's a secret box. What's inside of it? Oh, okay. Passport. Let's grab it. You know, stuff like that. Like I said, like a thief, they wouldn't really care about how it would make you feel. They just want to get in, get out, and go. But these people are watching it in the van. They're like, oh my God, like he took this, he took that. And then these guys would be like, look, like I understand this stuff means a lot to you, especially like the sentimental stuff. Like, you know, some of them would have like grandpa's old watches from like World War II and stuff like that. And the guy would steal them because they'd be very profitable, you know. And then the the people whose house they're breaking into would get upset because they were like, man, that like means a lot to me, this and that. And you know, they would tell them like, this is stuff you got to take seriously. Like, yeah, you live in this high society type lifestyle, but I mean, there's not, you're not, you can't not expect to get robbed from time to time. Like, it may happen, you know. So then they would bring in like a security team to help them just be better at security. They put security cameras, they'd put, you know, locks. There was one that they had a Picasso painting that was undiscovered, And they put like an alarm system on it. So if it moved like a slight inch, it would go off. Just all that stuff. And then later on, they'd be like, all right, we're going to come back without letting you know. And we're going to see how you're using our tools and gadgets. And then they try to break in. Sometimes they would be able to get in and they'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, I put this there for them, blah, blah. And then they'd start looking for the same stuff, you know, like the passports and the personal stuff. And they'd see if they can steal it. And then they'd wait for the guys to come home and they'd be like, hey, like, guess what? You left the window open. And the guys would be like, what? I told you, blah, blah. And then, like, they'd have a good time. But it was interesting to watch because I just thought it was, I just thought it was interesting that, like, to see it. And maybe if anything I'll try to show you an episode because I thought that was a cool show. So I'd say that's a guilty pleasure. Dirty Jobs maybe too. I thought that was cool. Like, these people enjoy this kind of work and most people are like, ew, that nasty. And it's like, it's nasty, but there's also these kind of benefits, and if you can suck it up and just do it, you know. Yeah, I think that's it. My guilty pleasure music, though, is Taylor Swift. Because, I don't think I get made fun of by guys. Excuse me. So, yeah, now I'm getting the angry eyes, so I'm going to have to go. But if this ends in my death, please let the police know it was Savannah. No, I'm just kidding. I think that wraps up our show for today, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so, yeah, have a happy Sunday. And we'll see you next Sunday. Yeah? All right. Good night, mate. Bye.